Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
If you're obsessed by memories of the past, and most of those are negative, so anxiety-provoking most often, then there's a lot of you that's stuck in the past. And what that means is you didn't map the territory well enough, and the parts of your brain that are alarm systems, anxiety systems, are saying, no, there's holes in the way you're looking at the world. There's holes in the way that you're looking in the world. And you fell in them once, and you don't know where they are, and you don't know how to fill them, and you don't know how to walk around them, and so you can't forget them, and you can't forget them, you can't forget them, you can't forget them. You're stuck back there. Your body is still reacting as if there's an emergency that could happen again that you haven't fixed.
You know, eyes open or eyes closed, you know, when you're passionate about something, you know, when people can't get up in the morning and they can't get out of bed, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up. You know why? Because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding that you expect the unexpected, and something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts. And it's just those beginning moments where it begins to happen that we begin to prove to ourselves how powerful we really are. So take time in the morning and the evening and the rest of the day. Check in with yourself at certain times to see if you're still in that energy. And if you're not, excuse yourself for a second, raise your energy, and step back into your life. If you keep doing that over and over again, you'll become less frustrated, less impatient, less judgmental. It'll just become something of the past, and you'll be someone else.
But if you can really accept the fact that every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, you are literally painting your future, making your dinner, whatever you want to call it, you are creating, and you're creating your own life. And this is simple, but it's not easy to accept.
You don't know my real loss, because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself.
We rise to our maximum potential when we're of service to others. And not only our maximum potential, but our greatest usefulness. And living in that potential and usefulness gives us the most kind of rich human satisfaction.
On the one hand, the meaning of life is propagation of your self-esteem. On the other hand, I would say you make your own meaning. And we all do that, and we lead a better life if we have, if we develop something important, somebody else writes music, plays music, there are all sorts of ways you can give meaning to your life, your personal relationships, your love for your spouse and your children, etc. These all give meaning to life.
You have to work on yourself. You have to have an unstoppable attitude, and no excuse is acceptable, and you've got to make it a priority, a non-negotiable in your life, and hold a constant vision of what it is you want to achieve. See it accomplished and go all out. Find a way to win in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the disappointments, in spite of your failures. I tell people, you will fail your way to success. I have a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
When people ask me, like, what's the one thing that led you to having the kind of success that you've had? I say that. I switched my identity, my sense of pride and self-esteem, around to something that is truly anti-fragile. Because now if you tell me that I'm stupid, I would say, awesome. In what way? Because if you tell me in what way I'm wrong, if you tell me in what way I'm ignorant, then I can learn. Go back. The only belief that matters. You can learn anything you set your mind to. So someone telling you that you're stupid or undereducated or you don't know what you're talking about, fantastic. And that's where most people shut down. It's like, oh, that really hurts. You throw up the psychological immune system, you explain them away, they don't make as much money as I do. All things will probably be equally true. But where does that get you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It keeps you ignorant to a truth about you, by the way, that the rest of the world knows. In fact, here's something if you're really ready for some truth. All the things that you hope nobody notices about you, all the weaknesses in your game, your skill set that you think are so wonderfully hidden, everyone knows all of them. Like, you're only protecting yourself from the truth. Everybody else is already thinking it. But becoming anti-fragile, it is the single most important thing you can do to supercharge your life and get where you want to go.
That you have to always go back to that student mindset. You have to always go back to that emptiness. And I think one of the reasons why we struggle with that is we think that when we're full, we're safe. Our ego makes us believe that when you're full, when you think you know it all, that's when you're safe. The craziest thing is, that's when you're at your weakest.
Everything I went through, if you learn how to flip that mother on top of its head and say, hang on, there's so much power in this thing. And if you look at life as it is a trial ground, a testing ground for where you need to belong, where you need to go, suffering is a fact of life. If you look at suffering the right way, it is a great tool to callous your mind.
It's hard to say what the soul means metaphysically because, you know, say beyond the confines of a single human being, we do have this sense that the soul can expand itself into something that's greater than it has been. It has this capacity for growth. And we do have the sense that the soul can expand itself to the point where it's enlightened, that it's working as efficiently as possible to transform everything that's unnecessarily painful and malevolent about the world into what's positive and good. And that it does that as a consequence of confronting the world with courage and truth. And I think that's right. And I do think that that means that the soul participates in something eternal, which is the attempt of being itself to transform what's unnecessarily painful and malevolent into what's good. I think that it's a mistake to underestimate the importance of that, because I don't think that you can live life, a life of sufficient profundity to protect yourself from being corrupted by suffering and malevolence without adopting a responsibility that's commensurate with that set of ideas. I think that you either orient yourself upward, you know, to the star above the horizon, and try desperately to improve the structure of being, or you work at counterpurposes to it and make things worse.
How people live their lives, as you know, is a result of the story they believe about themselves. He interrupted my story, and I left there with a heart full of faith, not a heart full of fear. Zig said, most people in a fearful situation, they forget everything and run. But there are a small number, the road to life is straight and narrow, a few there be that find it, who face everything and rise.
Doing something the proper way. Because what happens is this, you start to create a whole bunch of people that aren't even yourself. You never figure out who you are. You never live up to your dreams, your ambition. You live up to what whoever is around you that you like so much that you want to emulate and be like so much, you live their dreams. You lose your power. The ultimate power is owning yourself.
Makes me think of the lotus. The lotus is a flower that grows in swamps, and yet it's one of the most beautiful flowers in the world. So this first way to navigate hard times is to really gather perspective, to really ask yourself, you know, to go up to your mountaintop and then look across and really get a sense of the truth of what's going on. Your gratitude, what you're grateful for, how could this be worse? Perspective also involves remembering the shortness of life.
It's okay. You use whatever means you want to feel the sweetness of your emotion. But you must understand, it's the sweetness of your emotion. I'm asking you, what happens within you? Why is it determined by somebody else? What happens within you if it's determined by somebody else? This is the worst form of slavery. It's not only love, your happiness, your joy, your peacefulness, your love, anything that happens within you, when your inner experience is determined by something or somebody, that is the worst form of slavery.
Discovering your why is just the beginning. In order to enjoy all the benefits of having a clearly articulated why, you'll need to have the courage and discipline to use it. Like Thomas Edison said, vision without execution is hallucination. There is an ideal order for implementing your why, though sometimes reality does get in the way, and it all starts with you. Our natural tendency is to start with the tangible. We define our value by what we do.
What we do in life is, we've all gone through suffering, we've all gone through hard times, and we've made it. But when you're in the midst of suffering, what our mind does is this. You think about the now, and there's no strength in it.
Most people never go after what they want because they don't know every step they have to take to get there. Now, the only rule for reaching a goal that you have to know is knowing where you're going and knowing that you're going to get there. You do not have to know how you're going to get there.
Because I think few things are as powerful to wake you up, to remind you about what's most important, to fuel your energy, to get you into the game so you let go of your fears and you do what you need to do to get big things done than connecting to your own mortality. When you realize that every single day could be your last, or when you appreciate that no matter how long you live, life is a short ride, you just sort of let go of the fears and you let go of the limits and you live full on and you seize opportunities and you have real conversations with real people and you sort of wear your heart on your sleeve and you bring on the fullness of your authenticity and you do whatever it takes to get your loftiest dreams to get done.
See, first of all, you must decide, is your life in pursuit of happiness or is it an expression of joy? No, love is not something that you do. Love is something that you can become. It's your quality. If your mind is in a certain way, it's joyful. If your emotions are in a certain way, it's loving. This is the quality of sweetness of body. If your body becomes sweet and pleasant, it's called health and pleasure. If your mind becomes very pleasant, it's called peacefulness and joyfulness. If your emotions become pleasant, it's called love and compassion. If your very life energy becomes pleasant, it is called blissfulness and ecstasy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.